Tamara Schlesinger's latest musical marvel, mixed by Orvar Thorvaldsen.
Excuse me?
Orvar Thorvaldsen mixed Anatomy of Sight by Malka. Dear listener, welcome back to the show that talks about stuff on purpose. It's Trapo. I'm going to do an echo there, I think, this time. I might do it. But anyway, welcome to Trapo, everybody. Show that talks about stuff on purpose. I'm Dustin, he's Kai, and you know what time it is. It's time.
For the new music showcase.
I literally blanked. I was saying the words, and I was like, my brain just melted. I'm glad you fucking stepped in, because those words were not coming. My brain is my brain is done tonight. I have no idea why. I'm sober. I haven't had anything to drink in like 3 weeks almost now. I'm just me. I can't fucking remember words.
You're going to need to get drunk.
On tonight's...
Because it's Trapo.
Oh, yeah. On tonight's Trapo. It's the new music showcase. And we're talking about the latest musical marvel from Tamara Schlesinger. She's Schlesinger? Schlesinger?
Schlesinger.
I can't pronounce the name. Schlesinger. That's it. Tamara Schlesinger, a.k.a. Malka. And the album is called Anatomy of Sight. Raise a family rather than you've ever been of anything. You did it all alone. 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 You know, if you just Google Malka Anatomy of Sight, you don't get a lot of results for this music. You get a lot of results for eyes and optometrists and anatomy. You want to know the inner workings of the human eye? Like, not really. I didn't need to see a physical cross-section of a human eye. Not like a diagram, but like literally they cut an eye in half and let you see the inside. I didn't even see that. I'll level
you. If you Google Malka Anatomy of Sight, it's okay. If you Google Anatomy of Sight Malka, that's where you're going to get into trouble.
But Tamara Schlesinger has been in the music game for quite a while, Kai. Did you know this?
No. Tell me more.
I'll tell you everything you ever didn't want to know, and so much more. I guess she was a gymnast in high school, and people thought she had real potential. I don't know if she was ever going to be like for the Olympics or whatever. It doesn't really matter. But she decided at some point, I'm done with gymnastics, goes to university. At some point in the university, one of her friends says, hey, they're recording a cover of Nancy Sinatra's These Boots Are Made for Walking. And the recording is actually for a TV adaptation of Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, the Guy Ritchie movie. They made a TV show out of it. You have a good singing voice. Why don't you come on down and record a cover of the song?
Was a girl from our Bible class in that movie?
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels? No, My Day in the Barrel. Oh. She was in that. A local film directed by a local filmmaker turned film historian, Jason Bailey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, My Day in the Barrel. Totally different fucking movie. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels is kind of a crime epic.
Yeah.
Directed by Guy Ritchie.
She was not a Guy Ritchie movie guy.
And her name is not I know her name because I know her dad. Her dad was that weirdo with the bowl cut who was always volunteering at church. Very pleasant guy. So she went into the studio, recorded the cover of These Boots Are Made for Walking. That song ended up being used in the show, and she loved the experience of making music, but also she didn't get paid for it. So it also taught her a very valuable lesson about the music industry. So she took that to heart. And after that point, she decided, hey, I want to follow up and pursue this music thing, but I'm going to do it my own way. And that's exactly what she did. Shortly after she graduated, formed her own record label called Tantrum Records. Everything she's released musically since then has basically been independent. She's been in several bands. Oh yeah, it's not just independence.
Even if you don't own the label, which, you know, at the beginning, it's kind of hard to own your own label if you have nothing. So usually you start out on some other small label and hopefully they're decent to you. And then you can build your own label and make shit your own way 100%.
I mean, when she was coming up, before she actually got down to recording her own music, she ended up recording music for TV ads. She was a sing-alike, what they call a sing-alike. She would do impersonations of other singers. She got good money for it. She was a session singer, basically saving her money so that she could make her own music on her own terms. And that's basically what she's been doing ever since. She's been a solo artist, been in several bands. She's had a good time doing it. She's, you know, she got married, had some kids. She's Scottish, by the way. I don't know. She's a Glaswegian, Kai.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, she's a Glaswegian. This is her third album under the moniker of Malka. Don't know where Malka came from.
Malka, all caps.
With a backwards K.
I found it both ways, but all caps. Apparently there are other musicians just with capital M, Malka, M-A-L-K-A.
She's had a few bands. She released one album as Tamara Schlesinger. Malka seems to be really just her thing, and it's completely independent. She basically does all of it herself. You did it all
alone. 100% of this album was done by her, right?
In her house. I don't know if she spent a minute in a professional studio.
Recorded, produced, mixed.
She knows that she's not as good at mixing and mastering music, so she has collaborators for that.
Oh, okay.
But that's it. Anatomy of Sight is the first time she's produced an album of hers entirely on her own. She's always had a collaborator to help her out with some of the aspects of the production. Anatomy of Sight is the first time she just went out on her own. You know, the pandemic's a thing. It's still going on. People don't want to talk about it, but it's still going on. She's suffering from long COVID. It's not something she's completely over yet. And that influenced a lot of the music that you will hear in Anatomy of Sight. I mean, a lot of the music, not just here, but I guess I have not listened to her entire discography. I've listened to a few interviews with her since I listened to this music. And apparently that's something she likes to do. She has very light melodies, you know, very danceable melodies, but she tries to hide deeper meaning inside of this kind of catchy electro pop. That's what she likes to do. And she likes to sneak that shit in to listeners who just kind of want to groove. I think she's become pretty good at that. Because you can listen, like Slipping Away. Slipping Away is pretty obvious, I think. Don't hide behind the screen that changes faces. She'll push you and she'll pull you all over the place. You're not who you are, but you don't remember. Those memories just then again, there's still people who don't understand that there's a deeper meaning behind Hook from Blues Traveler. Those people still exist. I can say it's obvious, but, well, fuck, maybe old Jim Bob doesn't think it's obvious until you point it out to him.
She had long COVID?
Yeah, Jim Bob, she had long COVID. Half the music in here kind of refers to her suffering from long COVID. You wouldn't know it if you just listened to the music, but if you kind of catch the lyrics, like, oh, okay, well, that's obvious. She's literally talking about how she can't breathe. That's not a metaphor, man. She can't fucking breathe. Kai. I didn't want to see who I used to be. Some heavy shit going down, but it's also an affirmation at times. I mean, if you listen to Matriarch, which is the first single, that's a song about perseverance, about getting through hard times and literally doing it on your own. You did it all alone. I love the line she says, when the walls feel tight, just remember who you became. It's a song about feeling better about yourself, your achievements in life, how far you've come, and you've done it on your own. You did it all alone. And you know what? I like that. Sometimes you want a song to come along that just kind of... I mean, for one, Matriarch has a great beat, and you could definitely dance to that. But the message behind it is also very positive. It's very life-affirming. And sometimes I'm a person who doesn't like to just dwell in nihilism. I like life-affirming shit from time to time. But there's a lot of good messages here in this music that I actually quite enjoy. Of course, you have the songs. You have, Detachment, Slipping Away, Out of Body. Even, I think, War Coffee has some of that. They dwell in this kind of darker space because she's dealing with long COVID. It's something she may never fully recover from, which is a sad state of affairs for a lot of people. She's still dealing with it mentally as well. She said it in an interview, making music is a very therapeutic experience, and it helps her get past some of the trauma that has been inflicted upon her in her life. And of course, one of the songs that is about someone helping lift you out of trauma is Flashlight. Catch the fear as it hits my way. Those waves, cause they're coming down faster each day. Can you carry me and all this way? Stop the pain as it starts to spread. Roll those dice and flip them back over again. Take a moment while I take a leap with faith.
still has a little pop aesthetic, but it's definitely got a little more real feel. I don't know. Yeah, I kind of felt that at the beginning of the album a little bit too. Like you said, Matriarch has a great beat, positive, uplifting, feeling pop song. I didn't analyze the lyrics, so I don't know that it's meant to be that way, but that's the feeling of the song.
And that's one of the things that I think is very interesting about the music. It is absolutely electropop. It's trying to make you feel good, but it's also got depths to it that a lot of people may miss the first time around. I think that's a reason to revisit it. I think it's worth revisiting because of that. There's stuff going on under the surface. And look, some people are just going to hear it once. And they're like, you know, maybe it's not for me. And that's perfectly fine. But that's one of the things I enjoyed so much about discovering Anatomy of Sight. I mean, I was hooked from the beginning with Matriarch because of the beat. Don't you ever think I could make a better life? Take a run and leave balance on the edge until you take that fly. Pack up everything, race up on the stairs until you slip again. Raise a family prouder than you've ever been of anything. I wasn't necessarily paying attention to the themes of the music. I didn't give a shit about the themes of the music. I was like, yeah, it's got a good beat. I'll keep listening. And I ended up listening to the whole album. Maybe there's something here. We'll see what happens. A few days later, I found myself listening to Slipping Away again. There's something about that melody that really caught me. We've spoken lately, but you don't know me. You twist my words and throw them all back. Pile up the stories and hold the pieces. I don't believe it's you at all. That was the first time I actually really heard the lyrics. There's more to this than, okay, let me revisit the whole album. So I did, and turns out I was really taken by it. A lot more than I expected to be. And plus, I just really liked Out of Body in particular because that beat sounds like kind of a spaced out electric western, which I think is cool. In between the lines. I don't hear a lot of songs like that. It's like some kind of feminist cowgirl riding across some sci-fi neon prairie, getting ready to shoot a bunch of people.
I got visions in between the lines.
Take me inside, override the frequency. Override the frequency.
The weird headdress she has on the cover has a bunch of like googly eye things on it. A
bunch of poof balls with eyes on them.
I thought they were balloons when I zoomed in. They look like felt pom-poms.
With eyes on them.
Some of them have normal googly eyes. Some of them are like almond-shaped.
Yeah, she's got a ruffle like an Elizabethan lady or something. It's very unusual. She looks very regal.
Regal and proud, but also slightly comical.
It's an interesting image.
It says Anatomy of Sight to me.
Yeah, because of the eyes.
She's not looking at you, but at least six of the eyes on her head are looking right at you, no matter where you're at. Kind of like some of these weird high fashion things, and I don't know what the fuck that lady has on her face, but it looks interesting and strange.
Looks cool. You're never going to see anyone wearing that in public.
Yeah, it is not practical. You could not fit through a door with half of that shit. You couldn't sit down with most of it. Anyways, Anatomy of Sight by Malka.
I just think the music's neat. There's a lot going on under the surface that I think could be very easily ignored if someone's not in the right mindset, and that's what I like about it. Something that she deliberately does with her music. She likes to have the kind of bubblegum pop thing going on top, and that kind of leads you in. All the weird shit, all the darkness is under the surface just kind of waiting for you. And I think that's cool because it's very human. There's a lot of interesting stuff happening. I mean, musically, I think this shit is really cool. In one of the interviews I read, she said, because of the way she put this music together, she doesn't know how she could perform it live because she did it all herself. You did it all alone. So now she's thinking, well, if I ever got to a point where I would perform this live, how the hell would I do it? And I think that's actually quite interesting. She says maybe it has too many layers. That's a potential danger, I suppose.
Yeah.
You got to make it work somehow. You got to make it work, Kai. And you know, Tamara Schlesinger makes it work. This is one of those artists. I didn't know who she was before this, but she's been around forever. She's been doing music for almost 20 years now. One of the things I think is very admirable about her is that she's doing this on her own. You did it all alone. I guess you'd call her a DIY musical artist. artist. She's completely independent. She sees that as the future of music. There are people who are going to be signed by labels. They're going to be the big superstars, but the superstars are harder and harder to come by, and it's harder and harder to make a new superstar. And she sees the DIY music as the way of the future. And it's something she's been doing herself for a long time. She actually works to empower other people to make their own music. Taking a similar path, she works as a lecturer. She'll teach courses, how to make your own music, how to find collaborators. If you need a guitar to make your music and you can't play a lick, this is how you can find somebody to collaborate with, to make your musical dream a reality. She tries to teach people workarounds. This is how you can do this on your own. You did it all alone. And she also founded a musical collective in Glasgow called, it's called Henhouse, H-O-O-S-E. And so you have to pronounce it Hoose, which I think is funny. It's not Henhouse, it's Henhouse. It is by design a Scottish collective, female and non-binary musicians. The whole point is to find new musicians, new artists, and to help them realize their dreams and to help them earn a living as musicians. Not just by trying to, let's help you make your first album. No, she tries to help people find practical work in the industry. As session singers, singing for advertising, just to try to get money in your pocket so that you can use that time and that money to make your own music on the side. And she has facilities, producers, and mixers who can help these people make their own music. I think it was during the pandemic, during the lockdown, she helped produce an album of material from people she's discovered through the Henhouse. They released an album called Equalizer. Each song is a different artist, so it's trying to showcase all their talents. That's a very interesting thing to do, and it's a cool thing to do. It's just the first example of what she's trying to do with the Henhouse. There's another way to make music, because she figured it out on her own. And she opened a lot of doors for herself in the music industry throughout her life. And instead of letting those doors close behind her, she's kind of wedged them open to give other people the opportunity to walk through them as well and just make their own dreams come true. And I think, you know what, that's a really cool thing in and of itself. The fact that she's using the skills that she's learned for herself to help teach other people to make their own dreams come true is just icing on the cake. That's a great thing. Just for that alone, I would respect Tamara Schlesinger, but the fact that she's still making really cool music, and this is the first I've heard of it, which is, once again, kind of shames me. It's like, you've been making music for how long? Fine, great. I'm sorry. I guess I'll have to go through your catalog now. If you discover a whole bunch of potentially really cool and interesting music now. It's a real bummer, but that's it. I think it's great. I think Tamara Schlesinger is an interesting musician and an interesting person. Malk is cool. Anatomy of Sight is cool. And if you, dear listener, think Anatomy of Sight is cool as well, well, guess what? There's good news, because we got a fucking post. We got a post on a blog, and on that post, there's a poll. Fuck, what it'd be called? New Music Showcase! Anatomy of Sight by Malka. There'll be a poll on that post. Two options on that poll. Yes and no. Or it could be yes and fuck you. I don't know. We'll figure it out. And the question is, does Anatomy of Sight by Malka belong in the Trapo Essentials canon? You got a choice. We always have a choice. But you got to make the right choice. You got to make the informed choice. You got to listen to this music. And there will be links to listen to that music on the blog as well. It's all right there. One-stop shop. You can't miss it. And after you've done all that, you've listened to the music, you voted in the poll, scroll down a little further to that comment section down there, and then you leave a comment. You leave a comment. You tell us what you thought about this music. Like, you can be brutally honest. It doesn't really matter. Just don't be an asshole about it. And we just want your feedback. That's all. Trapo Show.blogspot.com. Go to the blog, go to the poll, and that's it. Just have a good time. You have a good time listening to Anatomy of Sight, my friends. We got an email address.
Allegedly. I think it's traposhow@gmail.com, but at this point, it's been so long since we got an email, I forgot.
Trapotoilets@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Send us a picture of your toilet.
If you're at like a gas station, you're bored, you're in the bathroom, just take a picture of your toilet and send it to traposhow@gmail.com. That's it.
I'm not going to stop doing this until someone sends me a picture of a fucking toilet.
I think I'm finally losing it, Kai. I think I fucked up. I thought it was a joke. But now the joke's on me.
Yeah.
Anyway, Malka, Anatomy of Sight, listen to a vote, send us an email, send us 7,000 emails, traposhow@gmail.fuck, and
gmail.tits.
Well, look, we all have toilets, all right? That's all I'm saying, Kai. We all got toilets. We all got phones that have cameras on them. Just take a picture of a toilet with your camera phone and send it to traposhow@gmail.com. I said, we got a new music show. It's over. It's done.
You can vote. Please do. Tell us what you think about Vanishing Twin.
I know you're gonna say, now get the fuck off the internet, but don't get the fuck off the internet until after you vote. Okay, vote, then get the fuck off the internet. That's how this shit works.
In order.
And then get the fuck off the internet. I can't keep beating that drum.
I mean, you can. Someone eventually
will. No, he say, I don't know something. If they will, Kai. I don't think it's going to happen.
Someone sent an email to DickBlood69. Someone typed DickBlood69. Actually sent us a well-thought-out email.
That's true. You're not wrong. I thought, you know, but you got a point there. You did it!